Item 3 is a subdivision and rezoning at 774 Bonner Avenue under file DASZ 57 of 2013. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard. Item 4, a variance at 774 Bonner Avenue under file DAV 179371 of 2013. The applicant is John Wintrop.
Hi, John.
Hello, John Wintrop, 139 Roslyn Road, Winnipeg, Manitoba. I have a handout to give to the community. Similar to the previous application just heard, we're simply rezoning the backlands of a through lot that goes from Bonner to John Huda Drive. This is the logical completion of John Huda Drive to create some single-family dwellings on the back of that lot. This is a process for that street that's been ongoing for over 20 years to have that street put through John Huda Drive to allow housing to be developed. We require some variances, and in that chart I just handed out are some examples of some surrounding properties on Bonner as well as John Huda that are in our immediate vicinity. None of those lots meet the required lot size of 10,280 square feet. None of those lots meet the requirement for 72.3 feet, and there's quite a number of lots. We actually have two lots that were proposed lot 1 and proposed lot 3 that will exceed the 10,000 foot minimum requirement there. As you noted, there's at 759 Bonner, a lot area of 5,503 square feet. On John Huda Drive, lots of 6,905 square feet, lot widths of 50 feet. Our lots all exceed and are larger than the lots on Bonner and John Huda. We just don't meet the minimum requirement that the city calculated for our proposed four lots. Other than that, as I said, this is a logical completion of this street. It was always contemplated back during the original subdivision plan. A city actually acquired and held in trust a piece of land in the corner there that's owned by the City of Winnipeg that would be made available to the landowner of the planned area, the subject site under tonight, to allow access. So it was always contemplated a couple lots would go in there and the city would, you know, through a sales agreement, transfer the land to the developer.
Any questions?
Hi, John. I'm familiar with this corner, and you know, I guess two lots fronting John Huda, you know, make some sense. I just don't understand how the approach is going to work.
Yeah, the approaches will work. They're a little odd shape, but that's why we need that piece of land from the city.
Do you have any diagrams of what these houses are going to look like and what the approach would look like?
Yes, I do. Actually, I have some up in my bag if you would like me to go get them and present them to the community committee.
Have you shared them with the immediate neighbors at all? Or?
No, I only had two phone calls. I had one this evening from the landowner directly to the west, who is raised some concerns about their window. I spoke to them. Not so much lot sizes, but they have a picture window that faces looking out onto this lot, the green area. And we spoke, I said we would work with them to try to locate the new house to allow, he has a lot that's 10,000 square foot, has a window that faces west. We would work with them to locate the house. The only other phone call I had was from a neighbor who was more asking questions about what the size of the lots are. I did not receive any phone calls about driveway accesses, but I understand from the planner that he had a few people contact him. Public Works has confirmed, based on our plan that we submitted, that driveway access is feasible and allowable. We do need that piece of city land for the driveway to cross onto.
Okay. I'm good.
So also in support of this application is Bill McGarry. Did you wish to speak? Just registered. Also in support, Greg Klassen. Did you wish to speak? Just registered in support. Those are all the people I had. Is there anyone whose name is in support of this application who has not been called? Okay, we'll move to opposition. In opposition, we have, Harvey Yu and Jackie Nguyen, just registered. Okay. Also in opposition, Kathy Cox and, I can't read if there's another name on here. And Harvey? Same last name? Cox as well? Oh, okay, and Harvey, so Harvey Young? Okay. Sarah, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get your last name. Okay. Okay, so just registered. Is there anyone who's in opposition whose name has not been called? No? There's one more. Bruce Seaman in opposition. Just registered, or did you wish to speak? You'd like to be registered for information instead? Okay.
I think Harvey wants to speak.
Yeah. Harvey, did you want to speak? Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Hi, my name is Harvey Yule. I live at 15 John Haida Drive. I want to speak in opposition of the housing going into that vacant lot between 15 and 27 John Haida Drive. My first question is about the driveways going in there. Is it going to be a single driveway, a double driveway, or what's going to be going in there? I was told it was going to be an overlapped or a sharing driveway. I worked for the City of Winnipeg and for Manitoba Hydro for years. I've never seen that type of driveway in any other part of this city. Why are we being saddled with that type of driveway now? That development has been going on for maybe 20 years. Why, when that John Haida was extended here 10 years ago, was Mr. Scott not made to accommodate the rest of us, rather than him get the benefit of the doubt? Now we have to suffer for his not wanting to develop in the, when it was supposed to be. And the distance back from the street, are those houses going to be built? Is there going to be a driveway going in and branched off to each house? Are they going to drive out or are they going to back out? Most houses on John Haida, we all back out of the driveway. If they drive out, I think it's a safety concern to the kids because it gives them a chance to drive a lot faster driving out than it is backing out. Another concern I have is the grade elevation of those lots. All the property on John Haida Drive, the most of the property, the water drains from the front, from the back to the front street. Where's the water going to drain there? That property is very low. Every spring it's underwater. And also, when it comes winter and these driveways are going to be right tight together, where are we going to blow our snow? Where's the people at, where myself, at 15 John Haida going to blow the snow? And where is Herb and Kathy going to blow theirs if the driveways are going to be right side by side? As it is right now, when the city cleans the street, they pilot it down by driveway, which is fine. But that's going to disappear. Where are they going to pilot? I hope not on my boulevard because it's high enough there now. You know? Another thing, I don't know why when this development was set up, why they let it go on so long and they didn't. They should have laid out that when I bought my property, that house should have been on an angle, and Herb and Kathy's house should have been on an angle to accommodate those houses. Now we're going to let the contractor in there or the developer. He's going to drop something in there that's not going to conform with the rest of the neighborhood. And here we are stuck with this so-called looking like a postage stamp. Is it going to take away from our property value? The developer, he doesn't care. He's got his money. He's gone. You know, I think it's a very serious concern. There's got to be a different way to develop this. Maybe one house rather than two. You know, is it that big a necessity to get two houses in there? Does the city need the taxes that bad? I don't think so. And if they do use our driveways or have these overlapping driveways or whatever, are we going to be compensated for the use of our driveways? We're the ones that paid for the driveway, not the city, not the developer. The homeowners paid for it. I think this whole thing's got to go back and got to get laid out in a lot different way than what it is. I've never seen a lot the way that those lots are laid out in order to put two houses in there. It just doesn't conform with the rest of the neighborhood. In fact, it takes away from it. And that's my concerns.
Thank you. Any questions? Councillor Beloit.
Thank you. Has the applicant come and talked to you about any of these issues, like showing you how these houses could potentially fit, how these drivers would be configured? Have they spoken to you?
Nobody approached
us.
An engineer came out, and they're a planner, and I wasn't happy with the answers got off him at all.
But the applicant didn't come and show you house designs, driveway designs, any of that stuff?
No.
They didn't put a thing in there, we're going to have an open house, or we'll come by, or... Okay.
Nobody knocked on our door, nobody dropped anything in our mailbox, nobody even communicated with us at all in this. And in fact, if we hadn't found out, it hadn't been for Kathy seeing it in the paper.
There was a yellow sign or something in the yard, no?
No, there's no yellow signs. There's no zoning signs out there.
It would have had to be advertised, yes.
There's no zoning signs. The only time I knew this property was going to happen is because they showed up.
On the property.
They showed up to locate for the gas line and the services. And then the surveyor showed up. That's the only reason we knew something was going on.
Okay. Strange. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm just having the clerk check the advertising, because there should have been a sign on the property. Wow. Oh, Bonner. Wow. That's kind of silly. Yeah. Okay.
Well, if it's on Bonner, it's no good on Bonner.
No, not at all.
I don't live on Bonner.
No. Fair enough. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Yell.
Thank you.
One second.
Okay, that's the Bonner frontage, but there's nothing on John Ida? Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good evening, Councillors Berwadi, Wyatt, and Steen, and thank you for the opportunity to speak this evening at the public hearing regarding subdivision rezoning DASZ 57-2013 and the variance DAV 17-9371-2013D relating to 774 Bonner Avenue. My name is Kathy Cox, and my husband Herb and I reside at 27 John Hyda Drive, adjacent to the proposed lots 3 and 4 displayed on the plan. We have many concerns regarding this proposed subdivision, as the lot sizes, shapes, and lot approaches, which includes the shared or overlap driveways, do not conform to the others on our street or in our neighborhood. Our concern is the recommendation from the City of Winnipeg planner, Michael Pill, which states the Urban Planning Division is broadly supportive of infill development as it minimizes the spatial use of land and provides a wider range of housing options in the neighborhood. The proposed development is a logical continuation of the John Hyda block and will create lots on the street and Bonner that are compatible with the surrounding neighborhood. First of all, councillors, I would like to state that these lots are not complementary to the existing scale or character of our neighbourhood, nor has this development been subdivided in a context-sensitive manner. Lots 3 and 4 do not conform in appearance to any existing lots in our neighbourhood. Nowhere else in our neighbourhood have we observed such oddly configured lots. We have viewed streets, bays, and coves in our community for hours using Google Maps and have not found any lots with this odd-shaped configuration. All lots displayed on corners or coves are pie-shaped. Initially, when we purchased our property at 27 John Hyda, the concept plan provided to us displayed the adjacent property to have pie-shaped lots. We purchased this property knowing that there would be neighbors in the future, but expected our lot to be converted to a pie shown in the concept plan once the property next door was developed. And I would like to table the concept plan for your examination. When the lots were developed on John Hyda Drive, the owner of the property known as 7074 Bonner chose not to participate in the subdivision. If they had, sensibly planned lots would have been developed, lots consistent with the others on the street and as displayed in the original concept plan. Now, 11 years later, the applicant has proposed a subdivision plan which is not complementary to our street or to the adjoining homes in the neighborhood. We understand the owner wants the biggest bang for their buck, but we, the existing homeowner, should not have to sacrifice the look and integrity of our neighborhood to accommodate the applicant. The applicant has not submitted plans for the developments of lots 3 and 4, yet is requesting variances for the lot widths and sizes. Requesting that proposed lot 3 have a width of 49.75 feet instead of the standard 72.3 feet, which is a significant difference in width of 23 feet. And proposed lot 4 having a width of 59.09 feet instead of the 72.3, as well as a shortfall in the size of 467 square meters. These lots are not compatible with other lots in the neighborhood. If they were consistent or uniform with the other lots in the neighborhood, the variances would not be required. We are also concerned with the placement of the homes on these lots and believe it's imperative that Council request and receive a site plan prior to approving this or any revised development. It's too late to change the placement of our homes, Harvey's, our homes, others on the street. However, it's not too late to ensure the development of these lots is done using a planning approach that makes sense and is sensitive to our community. The applicant waited 11 years and now wants to move forward quickly with a development that does not conform to the current look or appearance of other lots in the neighborhood. We are extremely concerned about the access that approaches to lots 3 and 4, especially the comments by Public Works, which states that the two frontages, 21 feet and 23, are wide enough to accommodate approaches as the minimum approach width is only 10 feet. While the approaches, continues on with their statement, while the approaches can't be shared, overlap, and the public right-of-way, and in brackets, the right-of-way legally starts approximately halfway down the driveways on John Haida, is acceptable. To expect us, the existing homeowners, to share our driveways with two other homes is absolutely ridiculous and a huge safety concern. If these lots cannot support their own approaches using their own driveways, then perhaps the developments of these lots are not viable. Nowhere else in our community have we observed the sharing or overlap of driveways. It's a huge safety concern for us. We have small grandchildren and other neighborhood children who drive up and down our driveway with their tricycles and bikes, and I'm really surprised that Public Works would not have any safety concerns by suggesting the overlap of driveways is acceptable. Overlap is not consistent with our other approaches in our neighborhood, and we, the existing homeowners, should not be expected to sacrifice our safety to accommodate this. If the lot widths, sizes, approaches don't make sense, then lots 3 and 4 should be re-examined for their viability. As indicated in my presentation tonight, we have many reasons for concern. I am sure many other neighbors would have appeared here tonight to speak in opposition. However, as no signs were posted on John Haida, I suspect most homeowners were not even aware of the proposed plan. In closing, we ask that you do not support this proposed subdivision as submitted. We are not asking for special consideration, just common sense planning with lots and approaches that are consistent with others in our community and neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? No.
I was just, sorry.
Pardon me?
It's all good. No questions.
Thank you.
I was just handed a slip with Sandra Poitras and Don Poitras' name. They're in support of the application. Did you wish to speak or just be registered in support? Sandra?
Yes.
Did you wish to speak or no? Thank you. Is there anyone who registered for this application whose name has not been called to speak? Seeing none. The applicant wishes to come back.
Thank you. Greatly appreciate the residents on John Haida coming out tonight and expressing some concerns. There's some misinformation. First, regarding the posting of the site, I raised that with an issue with the planning department myself when I was notified about the enhanced poster on Bonner. I asked if there could be posters on John Haida. They said it was a requirement to have the enhanced poster, not the yellow poster, even though it's a through lot. That's the City of Winnipeg policies, recognizing the charter in terms of a posting of a site. So we carried through with what the requirements were from the city. Secondly, there are going to be no overlapping driveways. If you look at, actually, if you go on the iView and look at Allen Rose, the cul-de-sac immediately to the east of us, they actually have what would be, I'd say, different configured lots, the north end there. where driveways can access. These are very similar to what you would see on a lake lot, where not everyone is exactly like a triangle or a square or a rectangle. The driveways will be able to access the site. We're not having any overlapping driveways. We will conform with the requirements of the approach bylaws set out by Public Works that requires us how and where to locate our driveways. So once again, you can, if you pull up iView, you can look at Allen Rose. In terms of our lot sizes, our lot 3, which is immediately adjacent to the neighbor at 27, John Huda, their lot is 8,334 square feet. Ours will be 12,292 square feet. That's quite a lot. Ours is at least 4,000 square feet larger. Our second lot, which is further to the east, is 9,813 square feet. There's sufficient space and size to locate a house and a driveway onto these lots and to access John Huda. They'll have their own separate driveways. They're not crossing over. It's a situation you can find, like, once again, right on the cul-de-sac immediately to our east, as well as around lake lots, etc. I do have a house plan here that I can share with you because that came up, but we'd be welcome to having a condition of plan approval for locating the house and the driveways come up to this community committee. I'm not sure if the clerk will allow me, since it came up, to submit this house plan. Everyone else was asking about it, but I do have a house plan.
He's answering questions that the public asked.
Yep.
There are going to be two single-family dwellings located on a 12,292-square-foot lot and a 9,813-square-foot lot, once again, which is bigger than all the other lots on John Huda, which are around 8,000 and 7,000 square feet and 6,000 square feet. We have sufficient space to have their own separate driveways going up to a typical house that you would find on the street with a garage and a single-story house on it. Nothing out of the ordinary. Like I said, this is an example you can see right next to us to the east. But we'd welcome to have a condition attached to as a zoning agreement requiring plans come forward to this community committee showing the location of the driveways as well as the single-family dwellings located on the lots. We'd be more than happy to do that and to notify the neighbors of what these houses will look like and when the construction is going to be. But they're pretty much a typical house that you would find along the rest of the street with their own separate driveways. And when it comes to lot grading and lot drainage, we have to adhere to the lot grading plan, bylaw set up by the City of Winnipeg. We have to provide a lot grading plan to water and waste. They have to approve it. Where our water will run into the catch basin system that we have to contribute and pay for. We're not allowed to drain our lands onto the adjacent lands. That's against the bylaw from the City of Winnipeg. I'm open to any other questions or any comments.
Questions? There was I didn't know if you mentioned it, but the grade elevation, the drainage on the lot, it's no problems?
Yeah, right now the lot is from the previous owner. They didn't have to upgrade or do anything to their lot. It is what it is. We'll actually make improvements to adhere to the lot grading bylaw of the Water and Waste Department to drain our lands into the catch basins along John Huda Drive and Bonner Avenue into that system.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to speak.
Are you part of the...
Yes, he's with me, yes. I just wanted to point out that in terms of the lot grading bylaw, of course, we do have consulting engineers, and the consulting engineers that are working for...
Speak up.
We have consulting engineers, and the consulting engineers will, as Mr. Wintrop has pointed out, have to comply with the lot grading bylaw. And as part of the lot grading bylaw, there is a requirement that we ensure that there is no water draining onto the adjoining properties. And consequently, anything that is designed on these properties would have to be designed, likely with back-to-front drainage, And if necessary, it would have to incorporate retaining walls or swales or whatever is necessary to ensure that there is no spillover onto the adjoining properties. I, also, if I may, I'd like to reiterate what Mr. Wintrop just indicated. There are many lots in the city of Winnipeg that actually have this configuration. I do appreciate the comments and the concern expressed by residents, because basically this is probably the first time they've seen this type of configuration. Normally on a cul-de-sac you'll see pie-shaped lots. That is a possibility, but when you get into a pie shape, in this particular instance what happens is the lots get smaller. The orientation and the siting of the house on the lot I think is more important than the configuration of the lot, because it's the siting of the house on the lot that would have, if for lack of a better word, an impact on the adjoining owner. However, the side yard requirements of the bylaw, the front yard requirements, etc., all provide for the normal side yard, front yard, rear yard setbacks, and so consequently there would not be any change in the space separation between the houses that would be built on this property and the adjoining properties.
It's all good. Thanks.
Thank you.
In regards to items number 3 and 4, obviously the neighbors in the immediate vicinity haven't been fairly well apprised by the applicant as to what they're planning to do on the site. So there's still a lot of unanswered questions. I think it was, in fact, Mr. Wintrop in the past who always encouraged applicants to go and consult with immediate neighbors, and find it a smidge ironic that he hasn't in this case. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to move a one-month layover on this matter with the expectation that Mr. Wintrop and the applicant will consult with the immediate neighbors to answer questions specifically about drainage, driveways, how the house will conform, and how the houses would fit and conform if approved, and perhaps making accommodations for modifications if necessary to neighbors' driveways, if that's something that would be required. So I would, I'm going to ask for 1 month layover on this matter for further community consultation on this matter. And just in terms of the advertising of it, is it not possible to put a sign on John Haida as well?
Going forward for the next public hearing, we don't typically advertise when an item's been adjourned.
Well, I'll leave it up to the applicant then to properly canvass the neighborhood to on this one. So that's the motion then.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So carried.